Good evening, SEAL citizens.
Hello and Merry Fishmas. This is Spite Check. I'm here with Glitch and Kiss a Pig and a very special guest. I just wanted to give some quick updates to the SEALs Clubhouse, because as of today and right now, our player lookups are now active. So, as a very special Christmas present to all of you, anyone that signs up at sealsclubhouse.com before the 23rd, you can get one free lookup and check it out, and hopefully you will want to participate.
Yeah, anyone who signed up already has one free lookup in their account, and they can search for whomever. Use it wisely.
Exactly. We've got our fish fry tourney tonight, starting at 10. So hopefully you're registering for that.
And
there will be a few.
And Spy, the fish fry tourney tonight is different. It's usually a 2-chip buy-in, but tonight it's a 0. And the same guarantee?
Yes, that's right. I know, crazy. It's Christmas. We had the Christmas spirit in us.
Well, it's the holiday season. We celebrate a variety of holidays, not just Christmas, of course. We're very PC, PC raw. So
I actually don't celebrate Christmas, but exactly, so I don't know. This got me in the giving spirit. We'll just put it that way.
Today was Wednesday, and so we decided, well, you know, Wednesday is it's actually Festivus today, so we called it the Festivus Free Roll.
Yes. And of course, as usual, there's bounties on any of the clubhouse staff that you see in the tournament. I have not registered yet. I will register at some point, but right now I'm just enjoying talking to you all. But anyway, bounties on the clubhouse staff, and they all get paid out after the tournament is done. Tonight, sorry, ladies, we have no bonks tonight. But he's dealing with some things right now, and so we're going to have to do without him this evening. But I will pick up the slack and step in with my own spite apology, since we're missing out on the bonks apology this week. First of all, I'd like to apologize for our technical difficulties last week. Though we were having fun and the drinks were flowing, we did have technical difficulties, and it made it hard for us to have as good of a conversation as we would have liked to have with Hot Sauce. And so I want to apologize to Hot Sauce that we couldn't get him in and talking as much as we wanted to have him talking. I will also apologize in advance for being extremely stupid drunk during the tournament portion of the evening after I'm no longer broadcasting the radio show and I can relax a little bit. After the show tonight, we will be broadcasting the tournament. And Drow Ranger is going to join us again for his biting commentary, and hopefully he won't be too mean to anyone. But tonight, I wanted to have our very special guest, a sweet little voice from the South, Mr. Lou Bama, will be joining us. And I have several questions for him because, you know, I gotta get to know a little bit about this fantasy football hoopla that's been going on in the chat.
Let's go ahead and get Lou on the line then. Lou, are you here? What's up, Lou?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
We're good. Doing great.
Getting drunk.
Oh. Yeah. What are you drinking tonight, Lou?
Oh, this is a dry county. No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say that is tragic. All right, so for me, you know, I'm the one that knows nothing about sports. I'm pretty girly that way, but you had some hot and heavy fantasy football action going on this year, and there was a lot of insults and threats flying in the chat about who was going to be winning and players that were down. So who was it that was participating this year in the fantasy football stuff that you were involved in?
Oh, we had a good group this year. This is the third year I've run this. And, you know, this may have been the best year we've had yet, you know, with the trash talking and everything. Even Potmo's getting good at trash talk.
Nice. So who was involved in the group?
Well, right now, the Poker Zombie and a Razzle Dazzle is playing for the championship, and whoever wins that this week gets 300 chips for first prize.
Oh, nice one.
Oh, yeah.
But you're out.
Yes. How much I had some unfortunate things happen on down the stretch. So I was in first place for a month, though, so I'm proud of that.
So Zila, she's definitely a smack talker about this stuff, and she always comes into chat sounding very confident about her decisions. How did she do?
She had a bad year this year, but the first 2 years she made the money the first 2 years, so she is really good at it.
And how many spots pay in this?
Four out of the 12 pay.
Nice, awesome. So. I'm not really sure how fantasy football works. I know that you're basically building a team, and depending on how well your team does, means that you either progress in the it's kind of like a process of elimination, right?
Well, you play head to head matchups against opponents throughout the season, which is a 13-week season. Then we have three weeks of playoffs. Is how that works, and the top eight out of the 12 make the playoffs, which is more than normally would in a regular league, but it does keep it more competitive where people don't drop out and things like that, so pretty much everybody has a chance to the very end.
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy this year. I know DraftKings and who's the other big one?
FanDuel.
Yeah, FanDuel and DraftKings. There was – I heard some story about how someone that was actually like an employee on DraftKings was playing and won like some major prize. And I was like, well, that's messed up. You know, you've got all this insight. It's like the fantasy football version of being an insider trading, you know?
Exactly. But I play cheap stuff, so I wasn't too worried about it.
Well, are you guys using software like that, or are you just doing it kind of on your own?
Just the basic ESPN template. Mm-hmm. Is what we used. I've customized it a little bit, but it's pretty much just basic ESPN scoring.
Glitch said that DraftKings actually got kicked out of Vegas. I didn't even know about that. I knew there was some hoopla about it, but yeah, I think that's cheating. I think it's cheating if you've got an employee that's winning money off your site and has access to all kinds of insider information. That's not fair.
Actually, he won it off the other side.
Oh.
Yeah, what they did is, these two sites are, like, making the best possible algorithms for determining, and they're both going on each other's sites and betting, because they technically can't play on their own sites, but they totally do. They do know the insider information of, like what the best possible play to make is, because they're the ones that basically built the algorithms, and they can technically play on each other's sites because that is kind of a bunch of bullshit, like.
That is dirty. That is dirty play. So, Lou, did you see any dirty play in your fantasy football going on?
Oh, no, not at all. Just Potmo stretching the rules like he always does. But
what did he do? Talk to Spite. You can tell Spite all about it.
Okay. He is the biggest luck box in history. He scouts those rules so close. He tries to find a loophole anywhere he can. Just stretch to his advantage. He's good at it. I'll give him that. He knows that he does terrible at the first of the season and kind of tanks it a little. He will be first in the waiver wire and high up in the waiver wire claims early in the season for the breakout players, and he loads up with them, and he's ready to go at the end. But we're shutting that loophole down next year.
I'd say that's just smart play. I don't think that's a loophole. That's using existing rules and finding the best way to navigate through those rules. So you just have to tighten up the rules a little bit. He's technically
helping you in a way.
Yeah, he's helping you know what you need to tighten up for next year, right?
Right. I'm just glad he lost this week.
Well, that's pretty hateful. I won't wish that. It's the holiday season, but.
Well, that's
yeah,
what
we have a little friendly rivalry going. It's nothing personal. We mouth back and forth at each other all the time. So it's all in good spirits.
Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you about now, I heard a rumor.
Oh, Kissapig has a question, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more about the girlfriend, the new girlfriend, the 27-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait, there's rules about this, because the rule is, if you're going to date someone, the rule specifies that the girl has to be at least half your age plus 7. So
who
if
made
you're
that dumb rule up?
Does she follow the rules? Is she fair? Is she fair game?
No.
Or is she jailbait?
Let's take a Potmo approach here and kind of like work on the rules a little bit and maybe see if we need to improve them.
He's half plus 4, from what I understand.
I don't know if half plus 4 is a fair game. It is close.
Very close.
So tell us about your date last night. You actually met in person last night.
Well, actually, I've known her a year and a half. But see, I was smart about this. See, last night they was calling for thunderstorms and all this, and I really want to go out on Tuesday night anyway. So I just brought it up to her. I said, can't we just do this weekend? No storms are coming, and I'd feel much better if you were with your children than if you were out running around with me. I earned some major brownie points.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you actually chickened out and were afraid to go on the date, but still managed to make yourself look good by getting these brownie points?
Yes. I didn't chicken out. We're going this weekend.
But I wanted to hear about it.
Yeah.
It was just a good move. I mean, yeah, we've had bad storms all day long starting last night. And I mean, it was just the right thing to do. I really want to get out in the bad weather.
Yeah, it's crazy. I hear there's like tornadoes and shit going on.
We had one just hit just a little bit north of here earlier tonight, but that was.
I did hear a fantastic Christmas story today. Over in the UK, there was a dog in the pound, or in the, you know, whatever they call it over there, something British and swanky, but he's basically the kennel. Yeah. Right.
No idea.
I don't know what the British call their, you know, their animal rescue places or whatever, but it's basically the sweetest Dalmatian named Dottie. And she's basically like brought into the kennel as a puppy, like found and stayed in the kennel for 7 years and this little girl had been visited 10,000 times and never adopted. Wow. And she just finally got adopted, and they posted pictures with the couple that brought her home. She's like smiling. They put her in a little Christmas hat. Like a little red hat with a little ball on top. She's the happiest little doggy in the world. And that made me happy.
That is awesome.
I know. There's so much shit going on in the world. It's nice to hear something nice every once in a while. But.
So you had a tornado there tonight?
Yeah, it came close. The tornado sirens went off, but it's on the other side of the county, just right across the Mississippi state line. We're about 20 miles from here.
Okay. You actually have tornado sirens? Oh my goodness.
I live in a 15-story building. The tornado siren is right on the roof.
Crazy. But to live in a place where they actually have a special siren for that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I lived in a small town that had a Georgia Pacific factory right on the water. And one day I was downtown. It was after school, and I was hanging out with my friends at a cafe. And all of a sudden, the sirens went off, and they were apparently having a giant chlorine gas leak. And so, you know, my mom was all panicked. She was like trying to get a hold of me. She knew where I was, but you know, of course, like everyone's freaking out and she didn't know where I was. She just knew I was downtown somewhere and the sirens are going off and no one was allowed to drive downtown. So she couldn't come get me. And I wound up having to like walk home through chlorine gas. And, you know, my eyes were all like tearing. I could barely see. And I'm like, you know, walking like a zombie, like home 2 miles to get away from the chlorine gas. But I don't know. Those sirens really freak me out. They remind me of like World War II shit. Like,
yeah.
If a siren went off, just not knowing what it is, I'd be like, ooh, what's going on? I'm scared.
So you got sirens. Do you have like a shelter that you're supposed to go to, or are you just like everybody heads to the basement? What goes on?
I don't know. I know. So I had the TV on. I knew it wasn't coming this way, but you could hear doors slamming in the hallway. Everybody taking off. It was crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, we're all supposed to go downstairs and all that fun stuff, but I knew it wasn't coming, so I didn't move.
You are so in the South. It reminds me of Dorothy. I'm gonna start calling you Dorothy.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
So I just wanted to really quickly remind people to register for the tournament at 10 Eastern Standard in 14 minutes.
And, 9 Alabama time.
That's right. And wow. 7 the Good Coast time, because I'm on the Good Coast. I know people on the East Coast are going to give me some shit about that.
I'm going to give you some shit about that right now. What do you mean, Good Coast? What the hell is that?
I should too. I've been out there before.
I've grown up on the West Coast. And
the warmer coast.
Yeah, it's my job as a person who grew up on the West Coast to make fun of people on the East Coast. It's the same thing in California. If you grew up in Southern California, you make fun of Northern California. If you grew up in Northern California, you make fun of Southern California. It's my job. I'm supposed to talk shit about the East Coast. It's weird out there. I don't know. It's just there's something weird about it. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's a nice place to visit. I've spent time in New York, you know, and that's about it. I would spend time. I don't think I could live on the East Coast. It's just so very foreign to me, you know. I don't know. I don't know, Drow Ranger. Where is it that what part of the country do you live in? Are you an Eastie or a Westie, or are you a are you a hick and a half?
Uh huh.
I think Drow might still be. Yeah, here he is.
I'm in Orange. Yeah, I'm in Orange County, California.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You're on the Good Coast. Okay,
no,
I see.
Definitely not a hick.
You are on the Good Coast.
I did live in Texas for a while, though. I lived in Katy, Texas, for a bit, but I'm in Orange County, California.
The two states I will never live that are absolutely off my list, no matter what the opportunity arises, I will not live in Florida and I will not live in Texas. First of all, I've heard far too many horror stories about Texas. Like people, I had a boyfriend, I don't know, about 10 years ago or so, that talked about just driving through Texas. He got pulled over by the Texas Highway Patrol, and they took his car apart and left him on the side of the road with his car completely taken apart, even though they found no drugs, no nothing. He wasn't speeding, nothing. And they just left his car in pieces on the side of the road and him standing there going, gee, thanks. I don't know if I could describe my dislike of Florida in any kind of reasonable way. Texas is an obvious, oh my God, I don't want to live there, but Florida just feels like too many retired people, not enough people I could relate to, swampy, there's alligators, creepy crawlies, I don't know. I feel like California, you know, I was in Washington for many years. I feel like California is definitely where I want to be again, because I grew up in California. But I also think that I feel like I have a good perspective about Northern and Southern California. I like them both, and I would be in either one of those places again. So I don't know.
I kind of liked Florida. I was walking down the road one day, one of the whatever the main highway is that goes right straight through the town, through the whole
thing. Yeah.
And I was walking down the road and found an ounce of weed on the side of the road.
because someone was being pulled over by a Texas Ranger, and they had to throw their weed out the window.
Yep.
What do you like about Florida?
I like Florida because it's all ocean. Everywhere you go, the ocean's only an hour away. That's what I really like about Florida.
You would love Biloxi.
Well, I was down in down around San Diego way, down to Santa Monica, and kind of like that as well, but people were just too damn weird for me down in Santa Monica. So I couldn't get comfortable down there. And Northern California, I was there for the winter, and that was just brutal. I was up around Mount Etna. It was just brutal. It was waist-high snow all the time. I like Florida. I mean, yeah, it's hot in the summer, but like I said, the ocean's an hour away wherever you go. And I found an ounce of weed. So...
See, I would think Biloxi would be like, isn't that really super humid? Like it's 102 degrees and it's, you know, 98% humidity and you're just like dripping sweat all the time.
Oh, it's not that bad at all. I stayed down there for a whole month. What, about 5 years ago? It was great. You got the beach in the morning, you got the softest poker on earth at night. It's just perfect. Everybody's laid back. It's just paradise.
Softer than SWC poker? What?
It's unbelievable how soft those games are at Beau Rivage.
So, now, Lou, you're playing 25-50 at these games?
No.
No. I was thinking, man, he's like, what kind of a bankroll you got playing 25-50?
No way.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm up in New York now, and... New York's cool. I mean, it was 70 degrees, 65, 70 degrees around here today.
Nice.
And can't argue with that for the winter, you know.
Well, it's freezing cold in the Northern California mountains right now. It's 38 degrees, but we had a beautiful clear day. I was inspired today. I was thinking about how in SWC chat I get to riff with people, especially Bluff and Bully. He's one of my favorites to riff with. And, you know, he's of course one of the masters of the limerick, but not only that, I was in chat a few weeks ago with him and we were riffing back and forth, and kind of joking about 'Twas the Night Before Christmas in a Seals sort of way. And, yeah, so I was inspired by that, and with a little help from Bluff and Bully, and with a little help from Glitch this afternoon, we just decided to put together a little something just for you guys.
Go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the box not a degen was stirring, not even a fox. The tourneys were listed in the lobby with care, in hopes that the crillaments soon would be there. The players were nestled all snug by their screens, while chatting they shared all their pornos and memes.
And Yep in his kerchief, and Spite in her cap, had just settled down for a long naked nap. When out in the lobby there arose such a ruckus, it was Donk for you bitching, and pics of Spite's tuckus.
Away to the big O, Bonks flew like a flash, while Nancy just giggled and smoked all the hash. While Betty razzed Finch and Zeno was missing, we wondered of Mycon and who Ape was kissing.
And as Lux Eterna was drinking his water and eating his veggies and boning your daughter, our friend Johnny Ramrod was filming some art, and Universe A was describing a fart.
Havoc was joking with Jimmy the Hat, Dr. Beerman was drinking with Imagine That. As Marlice and Neorab waxed philosophic, Tennis barged in and hijacked the topic.
He worried of dicing and finding true love, but his poker was solid and he knew when to shove. Bow to the Bot had gone all open face, while Mike T was trolling and judging the place.
Kissapig told of the stories of Vegas, while Carlo did coding and bubbled the latest. Math Kid was working hard, looking at stats, as Hot Sauce was lurking and combing the chats.
Here comes another grand entrance from Henri. He's thrilling us all with a clever entendre. To the top of the charts has Big Ryan soared, while Brokeneck and Goosely chase him up the board.
Links were posted by Evolutionary. With Bitcoin price rising, we all were quite merry. Why does that even matter anyway? It was Bully complaining. It'll be 50 by Saturday.
But the spirit of Christmas had got Bully thinking. He said, be right back. You could just hear him winking. Santa Bully appeared, his eyes all a twinkle. I've got some Satoshis I'm going to sprinkle.
I'll say this just once, and it isn't a troll. The fish fry this week will be a free roll.
More rapid than eagles, the players they came. Bully whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Crosby, now Hizzy, now YOLO and Dude, on J-Dot, and all other chatters quite lewd.
It's not worth my time, Mookie said to them all. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Back at the clubhouse, we were throwing a party. The drinks were all flowing, we were laughing quite hearty.
Lucky Ant's eyes, how they glistened so merry. And Bonk's on the sauce, his nose like a cherry.
Kissapig's mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The cigarette glowed, held tight in Spite's teeth, and the smoke, it encircled her head like a wreath.
Carlo maintained the army of elves, and we laughed at his English in spite of ourselves. The clubhouse was working hard, tracking stats, and feeling the spirit, put on their seals' hats.
The fish fry was running, and only a few, but they had an idea and knew what to do. Let's make it a free roll and put in the chips. People can side bet, make bounties, and flips.
Glitch was the mean one, we called him the Grinch, but he knew he could do it, it would be a cinch. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and changed up the tourney to give seals a perk. And laying his finger aside of the bong, and giving a nod as it wouldn't take long, he sat at his keyboard and finished the change and said,
Merry Fishmas.
Though it did sound strange.
You could see players type as they played through the night. Happy Fishmas to all, and to all a good night.
So, sign up for the tourney, you guys. We hope you have a good night.
We got 94 players right now in the tournament.
That is awesome.
94 players in the tournament.
It should be a fun one. I'm gonna register in a couple of minutes here. I'm gonna have to hit the late reg.
But and we've still got bounties on everybody tonight too.
That's right. Bounties on all clubhouse staff, and those will be paid after the tournament ends. And with that, we bring to a close another episode of the Fish Fry Radio Show. We turn the sizzle down to a slow simmer, play our pokers, and plan for next week when we again turn up the heat on our fellow seals. Join us again next week, Seal Pups, same time and place. And when the tourney starts, Glitch will start broadcasting the Fish Fry Tournament, so you can join us there. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. And see you in the tourney.
And yes. Roll Tide!
Our commentary will start in just a minute.
You're a mean one, Mr. Glitch. Your bong needs to be used. If you woke up and got token, we would feel so less abused, Mr. Glitch. We'd really like to hate you. If we weren't so damn amused. You're a foul one, Mr. Glitch. Your tongue is sharp as tacks. If we weren't so very stupid, we would read on all the facts, Mr. Glitch. But what we want to know is, how do you always win with jacks? You're a sick one, Mr. Glitch. Your heart is filled with coal. You've got blockchains round your wrists. You've got Bitcoin in your soul, Mr. Glitch. I think you would do best, and the clubhouse all agrees it would be great if you just smoked another bowl.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed that.
You're a mean one, Mr. Glitch.
It's fairly accurate song.